Allie Kelly sits on a concrete bench outside a rest area along I-85 in western Georgia, near the Alabama state line, as cars and trucks whoosh by at 70 miles an hour.
The road is still dumb.
Kelly works for the RAE, a nonprofit that's a key funding priority for the Ray C. Anderson Foundation, which funds environmental projects. It spent about $500,000 to make this highway smarter. Some of that money has gone to test solar panels and a roadside rest stop, and a system for drivers to check tire pressure without leaving their cars. And there are plans for drones and sensors to monitor traffic, and roadside channels filled with plants that will purify storm runoff.
We want to demonstrate to the world that transportation can go zero carbon. We also want to prove to the world that we can go zero deaths. We want to become more efficient. We want to unlock value in our system of roads and system of right-of-way.
Later this year, the foundation will install a solar farm in the median and shoulders of the interstate.
Part of our partnership is to learn and to try and to innovate such that we can deploy this outside of this corridor on Interstate 85 and potentially to the rest of the state and hopefully to the nation as well.
Russell McMurray is commissioner of the Georgia Department of Transportation. While the Anderson Foundation comes up with ideas for the I-85 project, his agency provides technical expertise.
We have our normal day jobs to do, and you know, we don't have just extra staff sitting around saying what if. But it's a challenge. You know, it's having them to help challenge us to be innovative and think about things differently.
Other states are starting similar initiatives. Missouri wants to turn Interstate 70 into what it calls a road to tomorrow, which would use some of the same technologies in the Georgia project. Ohio, Utah, and Virginia are embedding sensors that can communicate with vehicles about traffic and road conditions. Bob Skinner is the former chairman of the Transportation Research Board, a program of the National Academy of Sciences. He says states and engineers have always looked for ways to improve roads, but that effort is starting to accelerate in anticipation of the day drivers will share the road with driverless cars.
We're going to have a whole host of operational questions about operating highways with both autonomous vehicles and non-autonomous vehicles. What sort of delineation, roadside markers, stripes on the side of roads, and so forth, what sort of features will aid the vehicles in self-navigation?
California is already taking steps to prepare for driverless vehicles. The state is also looking for ways to make road construction greener. Kome Ajise of the California Department of Transportation says his agency wants to use more environmentally friendly materials, such as concrete made with reclaimed ash from coal power plants. But many contractors are reluctant.
There are implications for a larger market, because contractors that work in our market also work in other states. And so we're making sure that we're not doing something that puts them at a disadvantage.
All of this is happening as state governments try to figure out how to pay for their current road needs. Many have raised gas taxes. In Atlanta, I'm Bradley George for Marketplace.